This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Stock in Eastman Kodak bounced back a bit today after a disastrous day yesterday. The company announced a big loss for the second quarter, sending its stock down 14%. Kodak also said it plans to outsource all of its camera manufacturing operations to a company in Singapore. As NPR's Adam Davidson reports, some industry analysts say the company that delivered film cameras to the masses hasn't figured out how to make money in a digital age.
John Larish says Kodak has done such a lousy job confronting the new digital age that he thinks the company might just disappear.
That would not be a surprise, no more than it was a surprise when we saw Polaroid disappear off the face of the earth.
Are you buying Kodak stock today?
I am certainly not at this point. I have to tell you truthfully.
Larish was a Kodak executive 20 years ago. Now he's a consultant, and he's writing a book about the company. He says Kodak doesn't realize that people don't think about pictures as something that exists on a piece of paper anymore.
I've seen people just pass the camera around, look at my pictures. Same is true with the cell phones. The cell phone screens are getting larger for cell phone cameras. And people pass the cell phone, look at my picture.
Soon, high-definition TVs will be in every house, he says, and we'll look at pictures on them. Kodak doesn't make cell phones and TVs. It still makes most of its money on picture printing. It sells printers and paper and store-based picture kiosks, all things, Larish says, that will soon become irrelevant. Not everyone is so pessimistic, though.
That's the one. That's the one I was talking about. With a dual lens.
Ulysses Yanis admired Kodak's new V610 camera at a Best Buy in Midtown Manhattan. Yanis says it's part of Kodak's winning strategy. He's an analyst with Buckman, Buckman & Reed, and he's been following Kodak for 40 years. He says their future looks pretty good. Kodak, he says, has finally figured out how to make money in digital.
The real money in this whole business is not in the cameras. The real money is what is known as the thermal ribbon.
The thermal ribbon is the technology Kodak uses to print digital images. It prints the best images, Yanis says, and it's adaptable. It works in home-based printers, and it works at in-store kiosks, which, Yanis says, are where most pictures are printed these days. Kodak doesn't need to make money on its cameras. It just needs to get people printing those images. And that brings up Kodak's other great insight, says Yanis. Other camera companies focus on tech-loving men. Kodak focuses on simplicity-loving women.
Because the ladies take more photographs, and more important than that, it's the ladies that take the memory card to the drugstore to have them printed. So they need it easy.
We're years away from only looking at pictures on screens, according to Yanis. People still love their prints. And, he says, so long as Kodak is synonymous with good prints, it'll do well. Of course, nobody actually knows how we'll look at pictures in 5 years or 10, and that means nobody knows for sure how Kodak is going to do. Adam Davidson, NPR News.